Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
Ladies, gentlemen, Ariana Grande, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials. Folks, we're back one more time with everyone's favorite BuzzFeed-related, Sabrina the Teenage Witch-related podcast that goes for under 2 hours. I'm sure there's a much longer one out there somewhere. Challenge the Quizmaster. Folks, we're back, and it was great having Leah Dustin on the previous Challenge of the Quizmasters, but gotta bring in the old seasoned professionals once in a while. Can't let the rookies run the asylum. That's not how asylums work. There's not just rookies all over the place. Chris Adunja is back. Chris Conkers on the Instagram and the Twitter. She was chomping at the proverbial bit. Wanted to do a Challenge of the Quizmaster so bad.
Couldn't wait.
I said, Chris, put down the gun. We'll do a challenge to the Quizmaster. But who is it aimed at?
No one. I don't know. Because I don't know what we're doing.
She just picks up her angry gun sometimes. This is my angry gun.
I'm angry at the world.
That's how she shows us that she's upset. Through her angry gun. Chris, you're back. How have you been?
I've been good.
Always good to hear.
I'm ready for fall. So excited for fall.
Everyone should be. We can finally wear jackets again.
I know. This is the dream. Got blazers burning a hole in my closet.
I can wear long sleeve button downs casually rolled up to make them look like they fit me normally so people can't see how weirdly
sure
long my
are.
Arms are. That's right. It is the best season of all. We are going into that. We're not doing a fall-based quiz this week.
It's a bit early for that.
However, you want to get ahead of the mad rush.
I mean, the PSLs are out there, so.
Pretty sexy ladies. I agree.
Pumpkin spice
and
lattes.
And all listening to Challenge of the Quizmaster.
If it's pumpkin spice latte season, then it's fall.
Oh, there must be a pumpkin spice latte quiz.
Oh, I'm sure. But I don't actually drink them. I don't like anything pumpkin flavored. So.
I've only ever once had a cup of like pumpkin spice coffee. To be fair, it was from like 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
it was gross as fuck.
I think I had something pumpkin spice once on accident, and it doesn't taste like pumpkin at all. Really, it just tastes like cinnamon and like spices.
It's
but
too intrusive. Like, it's too much spice for like coffee. And you're a person who puts cinnamon in their coffee.
I do. I put cinnamon in my coffee every day.
But like for me, when I drank it, it was just like, oh, this is like just drinking potpourri.
I can always tell which drink is mine at Starbucks, even though like a lot of people in the area now get, well, like when I go to pick up my mobile order, even though a lot of people in the area like also get black cold brews that are like venti black cold brews, mm-hmm. but mine is always the one with cinnamon at the top, so I always know it's mine.
You're a cold brew girl when it comes to...
I'm a cold brew girl.
Nitro?
I don't fuck around. I don't think my Starbucks has nitro cold brew, so I just get like venti cold brew black with cinnamon powder.
The one time, because I'm not a person who likes Starbucks. I feel out of place in most places, but I feel especially out of place in a Starbucks.
That's why mobile order is like the best. Like you literally, it's the best. Like you literally walk in there, you just walk over to the counter, you pick yours up and you leave. That's
one,
it.
The one time recently I've been in a Starbucks, me and Leah went, this is already like probably 6 months ago or whatever it was like during winter.
Yeah.
We went and we got coffee, and I got partially because like I don't know how to order it at Starbucks. Everything's fucking insane. Sizes are weird. Drinks have odd names. I'm a black coffee drinker, you know me.
It's the easiest thing for you.
I just want black mud in a cup. That's all I want.
You just say you want a black coffee. I mean, like, you can pick your roast and stuff, but like this is why the mobile app is so great, because you can pre-look at it and like predetermine, hey, okay, this is actually what I like, this is not what I like.
But beyond the
and all the add-in process,
yeah,
I feel like the add-in process is so weird. like telling someone like, you know, light this, like splash of this, like in person, I feel like half the time you don't end up with what you actually asked for. But on the app, it's all printed on the little sticker for them. So like it couldn't be clearer.
Beyond,
they fuck it. They still fuck it up sometimes.
I
was gonna
say, definitely still fuck it up because. Oh, yeah. So I ordered a nitro cold brew because safe order. Not only did they not, they made her drink and then just didn't make mine until someone like noticed. They also did the quintessential Starbucks thing of fucking up my name. I told them my name was Alex. What do you think?
Alice.
Alice is what they thought it was. Yes.
Cool.
Not really. Like, I'm giving you a name. I'm not an Alice. Look at me.
I've seen so many fun fuck-ups. So it's like, that's one thing. If you personally take umbrage to people misspelling your name, the mobile app is literally under your name, so it prints your name on it. Right. So my name's actually spelled correctly. Not that I care.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't. But
I was furious.
But, you know, some people get really upset, and so... Yeah.
Being a white man, I found offense in that and everything.
I had someone put Christian on. I went to Starbucks recently. It wasn't mobile, obviously. And the guy typed Christian instead of Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they were calling, he's like Christian. And I like saw that it was obviously my cold brew with cinnamon. And I was just like, is it Christina? He's like,
sure.
It says Christian. And I was like, okay, but is it like this drink? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, that's mine. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, I don't care. You're fine. Like, happens all the time.
And then I came in and said, actually. Anyway. So, yes, we're all happy.
Fun
it's fall.
Times.
But not this week. Will we be doing a fall-related quiz? Maybe in the future at some point. Probably the winter. Chris, I'm
trying to think through what are the like stupid trendy things that I've been interested in lately. Coffee related?
No.
Okay.
This is a very recent quiz on BuzzFeed. This quiz, I believe, was August 30th. Okay. It was created. It is about one of your, I'm not going to say interests, but one of the things you genuinely enjoy, because I like to pick topics for the guest that
it's
they
will
like
enjoy. It's not like a TV show or a movie. Is it like a hobby?
It is a thing in your life that has become more and more important in your life. I'll just reveal it to you now here, Chris.
Okay, yeah.
The quiz you'll be taking is, we'll tell you which friend you are in your friend group based on the charcuterie board you create.
It's not recent. It's just like, because I'm keto, it's just a... And
it's the cornerstone of your diet.
Also, it was so fucking funny to me. I feel like you need to include the clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Al's fault. But
seems
this
unfair.
Past season of The Bachelorette, Al started watching it. And then when Al watches things and I'm in the vicinity and then I end up getting interested in things. Also, Al doesn't shut up while watching TV shows.
That is true. I'm a loudmouth.
But he specifically will talk about the TV show and like explain it, and I'm like, okay, thanks. Shut up.
It comes from being a podcaster.
I understand,
I'm
but
born
like
born to give context.
But let me enjoy. And we started watching The Bachelorette, which we got really into, and then Bachelor in Paradise started, and I think it was the first episode. What's her name? Is it
Demi?
Hannah
is the other one.
G.
I'm not sure. The little blonde Hannah.
Yeah, the little blonde Hannah. She is having a conversation with Blake, and he's like, oh, what's your favorite food? And she's like, charcuterie board. What about you? And he's like, me too. And I was just like, charcuterie board is not a food. Like, what is wrong with you?
What's your favorite food?
Charcuterie board. It's my favorite.
It's my favorite too.
But yes, you are, seeing as you are on the keto lifestyle, in the keto life, hashtag keto forever, keto for life, the things that make up a charcuterie board, cheeses, meats, nuts.
I swear to God, if I'm olives, I'm going to kill a bitch.
Now, the thing is, this isn't what part of the board you are. This will tell you what friend you are in your friend group based on the board you make.
Okay.
Mainly because this was the first charcuterie-based board, based quiz I found.
Okay. I'm like, which friend group are we talking?
I don't know.
Okay, but good to know.
To be fair, I feel like people who are the same friend in a lot of different friend groups. Like, you fall back on your habits. I don't think I am. We'll find out.
I think it really does depend on the group dynamic, but we'll agree to disagree.
7 questions.
Okay.
Let's start by you selecting a cheese board or a charcuterie board itself. We've got one with like a shaped like a headstone, kind of. We've got one that's just like a plain rectangle, like a wooden planed rectangle. One that's perfectly round, a circle, I believe it's called. And one that I believe is some sort of stone.
Ooh, see, my impulse is like classic rectangle, but that round one looks really pretty.
It is a good shot of that one.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, in that the picture for the rectangular one is kind of like not cute.
Yeah, it's more the process of the board being made than it is the board itself. Better photos needed.
I think I'm going to go with the round one. Shockingly enough.
Round board is what we will give you for this special charcuterie board, Chris. Question 2, choose some cheese. Quite the fan of cheese. One
love
Chris
me some cheese.
Conquers is. You have blue cheese, Gouda, goat cheese, or Parmesan cheese. Now, I happen to know that you like, you dislike at least 2 of these cheeses.
I definitely dislike blue cheese.
Yes.
Goat cheese, I just don't think I've had much, if that's the one that you, the other one that you were thinking.
Yes. Goat cheese was the one I would have guessed you
I
don't
do
like.
Love me some Gouda, so it's going to be Gouda.
Over Parmesan.
Yes.
I mean, Parmesan is good, but it's hard
to
eat.
It's not something that you eat on a charcuterie board like that, no.
Yeah. All right. We'll get you your Gouda.
Good.
And I'll try to find a clip of someone saying Gouda in a sitcom in the 90s.
I feel like we should be making more Gouda puns right now, but like I don't have the energy for that.
A Gouda choice, Chris.
Thanks.
Happy? There you go.
Fuck Liz.
Hashtag
Alice.
Great content. Fuck you.
Frasier, we always have so much fun. Like this one time there was this huge cheese platter out, and one of my uncles started speaking in cheese language. You know, like instead of saying, hello, how are ya? He said, hello, Havarti. Someone else would go, oh, I'm Gouda. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what would come after that.
Well, if I'd been there, the sound of a gunshot.
Question 3. Choose a type of meat.
This is going to be hard.
You've got salami, prosciutto, smoked ham, or sausage. Now, they've used the same photo here for salami and sausage.
First of all, lazy. You guys are fucking idiots. I'm sorry. Like, you just said sausage. First of all, if you're going to say sausage, you say chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a different picture. Also, like, supersada. Like, what's wrong with you?
That's right.
It's going to be salami, but...
Over... You're not a big prosciutto fan.
I like prosciutto in things, but sometimes it can be... Like, it's not as much fun to eat. Like, it shreds in your mouth, and then you have it, like, stuck in between your teeth.
I mean,
I do love a good prosciutto, like, basil mozzarella. Mm-hmm. Like, yum.
Well, do you like the classic Italian melon with prosciutto combination?
I've never been into eating it together like that. Like it's also something we have a lot in Portugal as like appetizers, like cantaloupe with.
Or right, just we have a lot of presunto in general.
Yeah, but like at events and stuff, you'll have like cantaloupe with prosciutto, and I always take the prosciutto off and then eat the cantaloupe.
Throw it to the dogs.
No, I don't throw it to the dogs. It's just it's weird to me to eat them together, like. We had, so at work, they started doing this thing like Friday snack breaks. And like one of my coworkers a couple weeks ago, she, for snack break, she decided to do something a little different. So she made these little skewers that was like a little piece of mozzarella, a little piece of melon, and a piece of prosciutto. Mm-hmm. But like, I can't have melon because I'm keto. So I just like made my own with like, oh, and basil. And like, she had basil leaves and stuff. It was so good. But anyway. There are different ways. It's like, it's just weird having a giant piece of melon with prosciutto on it. Like, ratios, my friend. Ratios.
Got them. Great ratio-related burn.
Salami.
Salami is... sorry, you said salami.
Salami.
Over sausage.
Yes.
Okay. Salami.
Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Just general, you know...
We have some Jimmy Deans on here.
Yeah. The most general sausage of all.
this?
We're making sausages.
I thought you were going to watch a video.
Well, yeah, an instructional video on how to make your own sausages.
Kramer, I'm not in the mood for this.
All right, Newman, let's go grab some mail sacks and haul these beauties out of here.
What over there, sausage? Over here, I'm living in a slaughterhouse.
Question four, I believe. Add another topping.
Easy.
Now, you've got olives. Delicious.
I don't like, but...
You're wrong.
To each their own.
You've got assorted nuts. So, just to give people an idea, almonds are nuts.
Macadamias.
Cashews.
Pecans.
Peanuts are legumes, so don't get them mixed up, you pecans. Stupid son of a bitch. Also, grapes and sweet mini pickles.
Ooh. It's definitely assorted nuts. Like, I generally eat a charcuterie plate as a meal about once a day.
And then she starts on the cheese.
And it's like cheese, meat, and nuts. So.
Yes, yes, you do love your cheese, nuts, and generally salami.
Salami, sometimes like sliced chorizo, like gravilla.
Assorted nuts over pickles. I know you're a big pickle fan.
Assorted nuts over everything.
What if I was to dip the pickles in batter and then fry them?
Could I eat them?
Yes.
Is this keto approved
batter?
Sure,
it's a fried pickle recipe. It's a nut based batter.
Okay. I don't know that I would put them on a charcuterie plate. I would just eat them.
So nuts.
Nuts.
Okay.
Finally, a little quiet time to read some of my old favorites. Honey roasted peanuts. Ingredients. Salt, artificial honey roasting agents, pressed peanut sweepings.
Now, this is going to be controversial for you, Chris.
Ooh, I mean, but like theoretically, if I could.
Yes. Question five, I believe, here. Choose some bread. Okay. We've got sourdough, a delicious form of bread, pita, French baguettes, or crackers. Now, you can use whatever kind of cracker you prefer. Mm. Perhaps a Ritz. Ritz is a nice buttery cracker.
Fuck that Ritz. Ritz I'm sorry.
People overlook Ritz. Ritz is good.
Ritz is such a basic
Ritz
bitch.
Ritz is a good cracker.
No.
Not like those.
You get those like cracked pepper, like those the thin suck. Ones. Oh, those are so
they
fucking good.
They taste like nothing.
But that's what makes them so good. They're carriers.
Yeah, of disease.
They're flavor carriers, okay?
That's what I call my... intestines.
This is hard because so despite my being keto, I am like an enormous bread fan.
Yes.
I just don't eat it anymore. French baguettes, I would eat just French baguette by itself. Like I don't need no butter. I just need the baguette.
Taking you back to your time in Gay Perry.
When I just ate baguettes. Like legit. I think the first baguette I bought there.
When Chris was a pigeon in Gay Perry.
I specifically remember my first weekend there when I bought my... my first weekend there, I was staying in a hotel before I moved into my place. Mm-hmm. And
5 stars.
There was a bakery across the street and I got... I can't remember if I got a full baguette or a half baguette. And I just remember sitting in my hotel room eating it just straight and being like, this is the best fucking bread.
And it cost 87 cents.
It was probably less, actually. Because I think if it was a half, it was probably like nothing.
Just
like 50.
Just take the half.
Let's see.
The vaguety of crackers gives you a lot of leeway.
I know.
Leeway.
And, like, but I really love baguette.
Sourdough is very good too.
But I think if I were making a charcuterie board, I wouldn't want baguette. I think I would want crackers.
Yeah, you want something nice that you can eat like a lot of. Without
I mean,
feeling
pita
heavy.
Is delicious too, but I'm a cracker girl.
Pita doesn't really go well with any of the stuff you picked either. Gouda and pita is weird.
Well, you don't know what else I'm putting on my board.
I mean, I do.
Maybe there are dips.
You told me. I mean.
Perhaps there are
also
tips.
I literally know what the other two questions are, so I literally know what's going to be on this board.
Yeah, but like that's the limitations of this quiz, not the limitations of my ideal board.
Yes, but this
also
quiz...
part of me feels like I shouldn't have gone with the round board, but
early mistake.
Rookie mistake.
You're limping out of the gate, Chris. So you're going with
it's the picture.
Yes.
The picture of the round one is so cute, but mm-hmm. like I don't know, my heart loves the rectangle.
There's a quote.
I'm also that person who really loves like buying boards. Like I have a marble cutting board that I use for pictures, and like I just really love cutting boards.
Right.
So this is why I'm more insane.
You are insane.
Yeah.
Crackers is your choice.
Yes.
When you're sitting around with a group of friends just looking for a way to fit in, eating 6 saltines in under a minute may sound like a lot of fun, but it's also really dangerous. So please eat crackers responsibly.
Choose some fruit, Chris. Okay. Now you got a lovely, I mean, you can only eat certain fruits because you're keto, but imagine you're not keto for a fucking second, Chris, all right? Imagine it's not your lifeblood that you talk about every fucking day of the week.
I really don't.
I know. You're real.
I just don't eat the same things. And when people are like, oh, have some of this, I'm like, no, I can't. And they're like, why? And I'm like, oh, I'm keto.
And they're like,
what's that? And then I have to explain. It's really not me like pushing the conversations. Mm-hmm. It's people asking me why I'm not eating the cake. And I'm like, oh, because I can't.
You're like, I'm keto. And they're like, is that the one that celebrates Ramadan? And you're like, probably.
That was a poor joke.
Hey, they're the ones that said it, this hypothetical person. Chris, choose some fruit, please. Apples, the berries of the straw, peaches, delicious, figs, fresh figs, we should also say.
I don't like figs.
I feel like figs are like something you see like on Newtons. Photos of charcuterie boards. But no one wants to eat them.
Some people like them, but it's not like it's not a very American thing. Like, I don't know how widespread the interest in figs is in America. In Mediterranean countries.
Clearly, you've never been to FigCon 2019.
I know, not yet. I think it's coming later this year.
That's right. When Al stops using his moisturizer, he turns into FigCon.
Like, I think in terms of what would go well with the charcuterie board, I think apples or peaches would go well.
Mm-hmm.
But I like strawberries.
Yes.
Like, not just because it's keto. Like, I actually genuinely love strawberries.
Sure.
And so I would pick strawberries.
Oh, you're the one.
Yes. You like blueberries. I like strawberries.
I like blueberries more because I feel like they're easier to, like, add to things. Strawberries are, like, the worst fruit for, like, cooking with.
Well, but if I was going to bake with a berry, I'd bake with a raspberry.
That's fine.
Because I personally prefer raspberries over blueberries, and they're also
like
lower in carb, but
I feel like they don't taste like much.
I feel like they have more flavor than blueberries.
They
have that tartness.
No, you get a good like pungent blueberry, you're in flavor town.
But like I also at the same time, like I've eaten raspberries on their own. Actually, raspberry would be great to be on here, but it's not an option.
It is not. Play
strawberry
by the rules.
It is.
Gotcha. Finally, Chris, choose a wine pairing.
I hate champagne.
Well, you
so
know
much.
What? Stuffing.
It gives me a headache.
It does. I mean, it probably gives a lot of people headaches because they get drunk. Champagne.
No, but like, it just gives me a headache.
Champers, as I like to call it.
Champignon.
That's not what I say.
No, that's not the same thing either.
Red wine. Sangria, the winner. Or white wine.
I do very much love me some sangria.
Yes.
But
now let's review your other choices so that you can pair the wine with it perfectly. You've got strawberry, crackers. You want a nice cracker wine. You are a nice cracker wine, Chris. Assorted nuts, salami, gouda, and a round board. The most important
choice. Can I switch my board?
No. You're sticking with round.
All
you're
right,
going around town.
I'm picking red wine.
Red wine.
Yeah.
Now, what do you look for in a red wine, Chris? You have a preferred variety.
I'm
a big Cab Sav guy.
Me too.
Or I like a nice Merlot, even though sometimes it's a little too like aggressive. I like that sometimes.
I like Merlot. I like Malbec. I love Cabs. Cab Sauvs. Mm. Usually. I like haven't dabbled as much. Like, I think I've had like Rioja and like some other reds, but like not as much. So that's it. That's my wine talk.
That's my whole thing. There's the whole podcast. Red wine it is. Now, Chris,
yes.
If you'll look to me so that you can't see the screen. Thank you. I will click this. And let's find out which member of your friend group you are. Are you ready, Chris? I don't know what the options here are. I don't know what the options here are, Chris, but I can tell you that in your massive pantheon of friends, that's not meant, that seemed meaner than it should have been. Hmm. You are the intelligent one.
Yay!
Arrogant.
This, wow. This
woman's face is not looking intelligent as much as it does, like, mean
does
woman.
Does it say that I'm arrogant?
No.
Oh,
this woman's face just looks super arrogant.
Oh.
And her crossed arms don't help.
She just looks like she's not taking any of your shit.
According
which
to
which is me.
Chris, you are smart and you love to learn.
This is true.
And not humble. I'm adding that
I am
one.
I'm smart and I love to learn.
Fair enough.
Why is knowing my worth? Like, why can't I not know my worth?
It's like,
do I have to?
No, it's because, Chris, your worth is on sale at one of those stupid websites where it's like, add to cart to see what your worth is.
I know what my worth is.
It's 40%.
Thank you.
This is a great ending to this podcast. We got oddly.
Oh, we should do you.
No.
Yes.
We're good.
Let's do it.
We're doing just fine.
Let's just do it quickly so we just have the results.
Fine. You're the intelligent one, Chris. And now let's find out what I would choose.
Yay.
Here we go. 30 seconds or less, folks. I'm picking.
Choose a board.
I'm picking the gravestone board. I'm picking goat cheese because I really like goat cheese. Prosciutto because I really like prosciutto. I would probably pick assorted nuts over olives, even though I really like them. But you want some like fattiness in there. And I guess you get that with the prosciutto, but you also get some nice. I like the chew.
Protein.
What'd you get from a nut?
The crunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Choose some bread. For me, it's definitely sourdough.
Yeah, with the charcuterie board?
Yeah, you make a nice little mini sandwich.
Okay.
I feel like apples would be good in this.
Don't you like figs?
I like dried figs.
Ah, okay.
Fresh figs are weird and gross. yes. Give me a nice dried old fig. Like Betty White.
So apples.
I think apples will go good in this because it goes with the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I think apples and prosciutto also go well together.
Cheese, goat cheese.
I'm sure that's not bad either.
Yeah, apples and cheese go really well together.
And as far as wine, this one I feel like with the nuts and the apples, and maybe it might be a little weird with the goat cheese, but I think it'll work. I like a white wine with this.
I just don't like white wine.
I'm fine with white wine. I like it in the summer. I feel like it's like fresher and like crisper, like an apple, mm-hmm. which I think it goes well together. And all that means, Chris, that I am the leader of the pack.
You love to have a plan. Lion.
You love to have a plan and love to lead others. Okay, that's half true. I love to have a plan, by which I mean an exit strategy from any party or anything else. I like to know when I'm getting out.
Yeah.
And preferably soon. But there you go. That's both of us.
There we are.
With a couple of great charcuterie boards. Come on over and leave.
It's our favorite food.
Leave at the time that Al has designated because he's the leader and you'd better.
He sets those rules. Wow. You learned so much about us today.
That's right. Mostly that Al watches The Bachelor. You already knew that from The Bachelor episode.
Yeah, you did.
Chris, thank you so much for stopping by.
No problem.
Fun to talk nuts and
boards,
fruit and wood,
nuts and boards
and board shapes with you. People can of course check out what you're doing over at Chris Conkers at Chris Conkers on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
And chrisconkers.com on the .coms. No H in anything, including charcuterie. We spell it differently over here.
Charcuterie.
that's where you put like slices of cheese and apples on your the front of your car.
It's got to be a cute car. Carcoot. Sure.
A round car. Or else
charcuterie.
This is too much. Just like red wine with
just
Gouda.
Drinking red wine in my little Volvo.
I'm going to go drink red wine. Chris, that's illegal. You can't drink red wine
my car.
In your Volvo.
I'm not going anywhere.
And the police officer
I don't
came
drive.
Had questions.
I don't drive.
Did you remember that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where Deborah has too much to drink
yes.
at Amy's bachelorette and then
yes.
just falls asleep and goes to jail?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll put that in, maybe.
Are you all right, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. I just had a little too much to drink.
Everybody loves Raymond, right?
No.
It's a shame. It's a very good show.
2019 now.
That's right.
Let it go.
But Brad Garrett said something funny. Anyway, welcome welcome. Goodbye.
Welcome. Goodbye.
Welcome to my goodbye. Goodbye. No, thank you for stopping by, and I also want to thank everybody for listening, and remind everybody that not only can you listen to us in all the places you can listen to us, but you can now listen to us on Spotify. Just search for Sabrina's Witch Trials on Spotify, and you can subscribe to the podcast there. New episodes come out there whenever they come out, and yeah, a great another place to listen and review and like and subscribe and do all the cool stuff you can. Also, of course, on YouTube, check us out there. And Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, find us where you find us. Links for all of this are actually in the podcast description. If you want any of that, check that out there. And until next time, I will say happy snacking. And we will see you.
Get them nuts.
Sure. My classic catchphrase of get them nuts. We will see you in the other realm.
Charcuterie board. It's my favorite.
It's my favorite too.